Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Justin Spence. He's the Electrical Department Manager for the Oscar W. Larson Company. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Carl, for having me on the show. We appreciate the opportunity.
So, Justin, tell our listeners a little bit about Oscar W. Larson Company.
Well, it's a great story, Carl. The Larson Company has been in business for over 74 years. We started out as a small family-run service business, working primarily in the retail petroleum markets, which basically means we serviced gas stations. Mm-hmm. Over the last 70 years, we decided that the gas station business also has lots of other services that we can provide. So we started adding complementary services to our portfolio, including heating, cooling, refrigeration, electrical, general contracting, to name a few. Over time, we've grown to what we are now, which is 350 employees spread out through 10 offices through Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. We feel like if we're not growing, then we're dying, and we have plans for lots of future growth.
That sounds exciting. 74 years, congratulations to that. So,
thank you.
You know, Justin, I know your role there focused primarily on electric vehicles. Tell us about Oscar Larson's work in that capacity.
Well, about 10 years ago, we saw that the EV technology was advancing exponentially, specifically in three different areas: range of the vehicle, cost of the vehicle, and the charging capability of the vehicle. As we speak, cars are being built right now that have 200, 300, and even a 400 range capacity. Second, costs. Once manufacturers could build cars to the masses, which is happening now, just 3 years ago in 2017, the average price of a lithium-ion vehicle battery pack was $209 per kilowatt hour. By 2025, it's expected to be below 100 kilowatts per hour. With traditional gas-powered cars, the game on is when the price point will be to where middle-class American can buy vehicles at the same or lower price as traditional internal combustion engine vehicles. Tesla has just announced that starting in 2023, they're going to introduce a $25,000 electric vehicle that will help meet that challenge. GM has the Chevy Volt starting at $36,000 with a 260-mile range. And every single car manufacturer has EV cars either in production or soon to be in production. Global investments by car makers is over $100 billion. And then third, Carl, is charging. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where our company comes in. We have to have high-speed charging pretty much wherever the road takes you in a vehicle. Imagine taking a road trip and having to worry about fueling up your vehicle. This is, of course, is unacceptable. So we bring over 70 years of engineering, installation, and service to the EV mobility business. Just like we sell and service gas stations, we do the same for the EV mobility. It's really not much different than what we already do, only the energy to fuel up has changed. Went from gasoline to electric power. Most importantly, the charger has got to be reliable. You'll still need to service these chargers. We are right now retraining our service staff to be able to diagnose and repair EV chargers, exactly as we do with thousands of gas stations across the Midwest.
So, Justin, we sometimes hear people say they don't want to buy an electric vehicle because they don't believe there are enough public charging stations to support them. So, on the other hand, some potential site hosts say they don't want to make an investment until there are more electric vehicles on the road. So, how do you address that chicken and egg dilemma?
Well, think about it, Carl. The modern-day automobile industry started in the 1890s with the exact same problem. People wanted to trade the horse and buggy in to get a new internal combustion vehicle, but where can you buy gas? There were no gas stations available.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
In 1900, there were 4,000 gas vehicles, but 20 million horses. Once fuel was readily available, that's when people felt comfortable with purchasing gasoline-powered vehicles. Right now, every state in the union either is building a high-speed DC fast charge infrastructure or at least has the plans to do so. In Michigan, for example, we are working with utility companies, both Consumers Energy and DTE across the entire state to build a high-speed DC fast charging infrastructure. In the very near future, this problem, this fear, this range anxiety will be solved. You'll be able to drive pretty much everywhere you drive a vehicle today and have the ability to charge your vehicle at high speeds.
Very exciting news. So what trends are you seeing in EV mobility, particularly in the Midwest here, Justin?
There's lots of interest, mm-hmm. Carl. As you know, there's lots of investment going on right now in EV infrastructure. Most people, given the choice, will choose a comparably priced electric vehicle over gas, assuming performance and value are similar. Not only is it good economically, but it's also good for the environment. Sure. All of us want good, clean air, good, clean water.
Totally agree. And so what defines a good candidate for an electric vehicle or an electric vehicle charging station host site?
Well, you got to have close proximity to high traffic corridors or dense apartment, condo, and office space. So the average EV driver who drives close to home, back and forth to work, will be able to charge their vehicle at their house, either with level one or level two charging, which is fine when your car is parked in the garage or in your parking lot for 8, 10, or 12 hours a night. The dilemma is when you drive a long way to your job or you're going on a trip, you have to have high-speed charging. You're not going to be able to pull off the side of the road and charge for 8, 10, or 12
right.
hours.
Mm-hmm.
So close proximity to high-traffic corridors, dense apartments, et cetera. These sites will be used for 24/7, which means you need to have good lighting for security. Food service close by helps, since mostly people, at least right now, will be sitting there for, I don't know, 20 minutes, half hour, up to an hour. And, of course, access to bathrooms.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
The biggest problem on the level three, or the biggest challenge, I should say, Carl, is power. DC fast charge requires a fair amount of power. Many potential sites will not have the required power, so utility intervention is key.
So all exciting things, coming to the future, not only in Indiana, but the Midwest. And, Justin, how can our listeners learn more about Oscar W. Larson Company?
Our website is www.larsonco.com. There's a lot of information there. You can call me at 810-397-4757.
And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mr. Justin Spence, Electrical Department Manager for the Oscar W. Larson Company. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy. Justin, thank you so much.